Hi, I'm Steve Ashley, and you're listening to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. It's been well over a year since I had a 1950s show featuring an era of songwriting that produced some fine but all too often forgotten music. One of the great openers of all time was composed by Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz for the 1953 film musical The Bandwagon. Here's Chris Elliott and the Wurlitzer in the Wilcox Residence in Gig Harbor, Seattle, with That's Entertainment. In 1957, Debbie Reynolds had a hit with Tammy on both sides of the Atlantic, and a single by the Ames Brothers also charted in the USA. Rob Richards recorded this track on the X-Fox San Francisco Wurlitzer, now in the El Capitan Theatre, Hollywood, for a CD release some years ago. Thank you. Tammy, the theme music for the film Tammy and the Bachelor, which was renamed just Tammy for non-US release. Starting in 1949 and continuing through the 50s and into the 60s, Teresa Brewer was a prolific American pop singer who first came to prominence with the flip side of her second single. The intended hit was a remake of Copenhagen from 1924, accompanied by the Dixieland All-Stars, but it was the flip side that went to number one both sides of the Atlantic. Bill Lasek released this arrangement of Music, Music, Music on his 1996 CD of the same name. Bill Vlasic and the Paramount Music Palace with Music, Music, Music put another nickel in. The song Old Cape Cod was copyrighted in 1956 and recorded as a single the following year by Patti Page. It went gold, selling over 1 million copies, but once again it was released by her record company as the B-side, but rapidly overtook the A-side Wandering in Airplays. This is Neil Jensen and the Wurlitzer from the Regent Theatre Adelaide, relocated to St. Peter's College Memorial Hall in that city.
Thank you.
All too often, music from stage and film musicals such as My Fair Lady is played as a long selection, making it unsuitable for a half-hour broadcast. Fortunately for us, Gerald Shaw taped I Could Have Danced All Night as a solo piece on the Compton in the Odeon Cinema, Leicester Square, London, probably sometime in the 1960s. Juliet was a backstage musical comedy by Rodgers and Hammerstein, and although it ran for over 500 performances in 1953 and returned a small profit, it wasn't considered successful enough for a film version and didn't go on tour. This is Joseph Seal and the Wurlitzer in the Regal ABC Theatre, Kingston upon Thames, with one song from that show that survived, No Other Love. Thank you. It's quite incredible that Shirley Bassey recorded her first single in 1956 and was still recording songs well into this century. Her ninth single, released in 1958, and which charted at number 3 in the UK, became one of her most recognisable. Kiss Me, Honey, Honey, Kiss Me also became a popular cha-cha-cha, especially with dancers at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool. Phil Kelsall and the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer. The song That's All dates from 1952. It was composed by Bob Hames, younger brother of singer Dick Hames. Its first recording was by Nat King Cole in 1953, and it wasn't an immediate success, but it did go on to be recorded by countless artists to become part of the Great American Songbook. This arrangement by Brazilian organist Hector Oliveira featured the Wurlitzer in the Civic Center in Akron, Ohio. Thank you. actually, that's not quite all. I've just time for a song penned by Steve Allen in 1956 that he used as the theme for his own TV show, Tonight with Steve Allen. It was titled This Could Be the Start of Something, but along the way, big was often added. This is a track from George Wright's Home Federal Savings radio shows that were broadcast on San Francisco station KCBS in the early 1960s. George Wright and his Pasadena studio Wurlitzer that he also used for his recordings for the Dot label. Time for me to go, so until we meet again for more great sounds from these silent movie era instruments, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.